Mother's Day is the single busiest day for restaurants all year long. So it's going to be crazy on Sunday when you try to take your mother out to dinner.
What you're saying is reservations way ahead of time.
Oh, you know, if you don't have your reservations by now, you're probably out of luck. And you're going to be waiting even longer. If you've got reservations, you're probably going to have to wait at the restaurant. These are one of the, you know, whatever we talk about a holiday dining, whether it's Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, we always come up with the same rules, and they're the same for Mother's Day as well. Have your reservation early. If your reservations change, if your plans change, please call the restaurant because you're going to have they're going to have people waiting to get in. Let them know that you're not going to be able to come, or that even that if you're going to be late, just call. It's courtesy, whether you're talking about a holiday or any time. You get to the restaurant, even though you've got the reservation, just know that you're probably going to have to wait for your table, even though you've got a particular time. Don't go up and start you know, giving them grief. Just know that it's going to happen because it's going to happen. And also, once you're seated, you know that it's going to take you a long time to get your food. Now, that being said, remember that this is not about you. It's about your mother. So when you choose where you want to go for dinner, for lunch, for brunch, for whatever, do it at a place that your mother is going to like, not a place that you've been wanting to check out and just bring her along. Where does she like to eat? What does she like to eat? These should drive your choice for the restaurant. Maybe your mother doesn't even like to go out to eat at a restaurant, especially on a busy day. Ask her. Let her make the choice. Maybe she'd rather you just bring in some food from her favorite restaurants and then clean up after. That would be a really nice thing for you to do.
If mom does want to go out for, say, brunch, what are your best choices?
There are some traditionally really great places to go. If you're looking for a brunch, of course, La Coquina comes up whenever we talk about great brunches in town. The Boheme in downtown Orlando does a good job. I like the Tap Room at Dub's Dread for a Sunday brunch. It's not one of those all-you-can-eat ones, but it's so pleasant out there on the wraparound porch, and you can look out over the Dub's Dread golf course, and it's just very, very nice. Not the fanciest place in town, but, you know, maybe your mom just wants a nice casual place. She wants to be with you.
If you want to try something besides the brunch for Mother's Day, what are your best options?
Look to your usual special occasion restaurants, maybe Victoria and Albert's, maybe the Venetian Room, any place that is going to pamper your mom.
Because she deserves it.
She deserves it.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.